Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Mike here, your host. Like always, thanking you guys for always returning, giving this channel love, giving this podcast, you know, the shares, the likes, the subscribers, basically helping it grow. And it just means the world to me that you guys keep doing that for me. As you guys know, we are in season 4, and this is the season ending episode 10. And I was praying and I've been asking God, because as you guys know, this season has been up and down when it comes to trying to get guests in, you know, just pushing through, you know, talking about walking through chaos, you know, making sure your heart doesn't get hardened, many things, right? That just this season, God is definitely taking us through a process. So I was praying and I was asking God, I'm like, what do I do for episode 10? And, kind of getting a little emotional thinking about it, but I want to do something special. I want to just do something a little bit laid back, fun, but at the same time, welcoming you guys into a very intimate part of my heart, which is my family, my children, guys. So with that said, I want to introduce to you guys Genevieve and Jordan. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Are you guys a little shy, a little embarrassed? A little bit?
Mid.
All right. Well, guys, the reason why I wanted to bring you guys in is because I want people to see that not only are you guys are my children, but you guys are something that matter to me a lot. With that said, I'll start with Genevieve first, and then we'll go with Jordan. How does it feel being on Poppy's podcast?
It feels good.
Go ahead, Jordan. Go ahead.
It feels good because I feel that you let me do it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Genevieve?
Feels weird.
Feels weird?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels, different.
Okay. Well, I have a couple questions that I definitely want to ask you guys. I wanted to see if maybe, you know, let's just have a little bit of fun. I have some other questions that might take us a little bit deeper in certain things, but let's just have some fun. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. First with Genevieve, and then I want Jordan to go. But first, Genevieve, all right? Genevieve, in your opinion, what makes a good friend?
If they're loyal and if they don't, talk bad about you.
Okay.
If you can, tell them your secrets and stuff, and they won't tell anyone, that's a good friend.
That's what makes a good friend? Would it be safe to say that you have some of those friends in your life?
Yes.
Yeah? Would you want to say their names, or is it something you probably don't want to?
I don't know. Well,
we could come back to it if you want.
Okay.
Jordan, what makes a good friend?
They check if they're loyal, and they always have my back whenever I'm in trouble or if I'm ever lonely.
You guys both said a word. You guys said loyal. Can you guys explain to me what loyal means?
If you can trust them and, they won't, if you, trust them, you can tell them, everything, your secrets and stuff, and they won't tell anyone, or... that.
All right, Jordan, what does loyal mean to you?
Loyal means to me that you can trust them, they won't be, rude to you or tell secrets about you, tell stuff behind their back.
Yeah, I think you guys have a really good idea of what loyalty means. I'm a little proud of you guys. That's pretty good. That's really solid. Question number... two, little silly one, but it allows me to get to know who you guys are. If you can have one superpower, what would it be? Start with Jordan.
If I had a superpower,
everything. You could be super strong. You can fly. You can see through walls. You can
be invisible.
You can,
read people's mind.
Ooh, that's a good one. Read people's minds.
Well, first I would want to be strong like my dad, but I think I would probably want to read people's minds.
Read people's minds?
No, actually, I want to fly.
You want to fly? Yeah. That'd be good. You know how much money you'll save on airplane tickets because you'll be able to fly everywhere and not have to pay for a plane?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool. Genevieve, what superhero power would you like to have?
I want to read people's minds.
Read people's minds.
To see if, like, they like me or if they don't, like, as a friend or just, like, if they're keeping something from me. And I would also want to be invisible.
Invisible.
Like, I can just see what people are doing without, like, I can see people without them seeing me.
Yeah, to see what they're up to.
Yeah.
General. I'm getting to see who they're, what their hearts is. Okay, all right. That's pretty interesting. You guys are doing really good, though. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. It's going to get you guys to think a little bit, but I love the fact that it's going to get you guys to think. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for in general or today? Something that you can say, man, I am thankful for this.
I'm thankful. Wait, me first.
Yes.
I'm thankful for this house that we have.
Okay.
Because some people don't have this house. Like, some people.
Well,
just
I hope
have
don't people don't have this house because this house is ours, not theirs. But
well, no.
Like, but I get what you're saying. I get the house like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, for my family, and what, like, God has blessed us with, mm-hmm. even when we're not thinking about what we're thankful for.
Yeah. So, you said family?
Yeah.
Good, Genevieve. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Jordan, what is something that you're thankful for, either in general or today?
Can I pick two?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also thankful for God.
Thankful for God. Okay. Can you explain why thankful for God?
Because if He didn't send His Son to die for us, we wouldn't be here right now.
Preach, bro. Preach, man. Good job. All right. What? I love asking you guys this question every time I pick you guys up from school.
What are we grateful for?
No, when I pick you guys up from school.
What made you smile today?
What made you smile today?
Today? Like, yeah. Just today?
Or yesterday?
Waking up. Just like
we made a cake yesterday, we made Jello yesterday.
I was happy because I like cooking, so I was happy that we made a cake and Jello. And I'm also happy that I woke up and was tickling you.
I love playing tickle wars with you, Jordan. Love, what made you smile today?
When I saw you guys in the morning and. That I'm still number one of waking up early. And, yeah, and eating breakfast, boiled eggs.
Nice, nice. All right, that's beautiful. Okay, let's see. You guys want a silly one, or do you guys want a serious one?
Silly one.
Okay. starting with Jordan, I want Jordan to go first. What is the silliest? Wait, I had it here. Yeah, what is the silliest sound you can make?
My silliest sound I can do. Can yeah. I pick two?
Yeah.
I have this.
And I need you to show us.
I can like put my throat and it goes like this. People ask me why I do it. It goes like this. And then
I always do that, bro.
And then I can
JJ do does it too now, dude.
And I can do this.
Oh, God. A fart sound.
I don't have a silly sound, but I have a silly thing I can do with my tongue.
Okay, let's see. Ayo, bro, I could only do the taco.
I can do the clover.
I can do none of them.
I can't do that other one that you just did right now.
I can't do none of that.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. You know how many people are going to make fun of us right now? Bloop, 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 bloop. How did you learn to do that?
Abby.
Your cousin? Wow. Okay. All right. So that's, you guys want to know my silliest sound?
What?
I can make a sound of a water drop.
Oh.
the... Oh. Dad, I remember you
I can that. Do that, too.
Like a water drop.
I can just do this.
And I, you guys already know this, too, but I love to whistle.
Can I try, too?
Go for it. Yeah, you can whistle.
And then I can do this, too. I can do this.
Okay. Genevieve, what's a joke that you can think of on the spot right now?
Like a joke or a pickup line?
Oh,
cabrona. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. A pickup line? Why are we worried about pickup lines right now?
Because I have a pickup line.
All right. Let's see. Let's hear the pickup line.
I have a lot, but
I have two.
This is the one that I remember most of the time. Do you have a map? Because I just got lost in your eyes.
Oh, Riz alert.
Gordon? I have two.
All right, go ahead.
What does a cow use to cheat on a test?
What?
A calculator.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have
this one. It goes, are you Pikachu? Because I want to take a peek at you.
Oh, my goodness. I got a couple Rizzlers. Go ahead, Jenna. You said you have a joke?
Well, I feel like this is a common one because everyone hears it. But
okay.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7? I don't know.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh my God. 7, 8, 9. Oh my goodness. Okay. Right now, you guys, I'm taking it out of subject. Like, I'm skipping a couple questions because you mentioned a pickup line. My kids are not dating, right?
No.
They said that a little too fast, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. I like someone, but I'm not dating anyone.
You like someone.
And I have their number.
You like someone and you have their number. Yeah. Are we gonna say their names?
Sure.
No, we're not gonna say their names. No. People are gonna watch this, bro. No, we're not gonna say their names.
I'll say their address and everything.
No, but okay. So, I understand you guys have feelings. You guys have crushes. You know, Papi and Mommy have a rule that you guys are obviously too young to date, to have boyfriend, girlfriends, but we are aware that at some point this is going to happen. Do you guys feel comfortable talking to Mom and Dad about crushes or boys, girls that you guys like?
Yes.
Yeah? Why do you feel safe sharing it with your mom and dad? Because I asked that question because I remember when I was little, I didn't feel safe sharing it with Mom and Dad. Why is it that you guys feel safe?
Because I feel like they'll understand me more than most people because, like, I'm here with, I see them most of the time and, like, they're people I can trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Genevieve?
Because, like, I know that my parents won't judge me of, like, what I do. Unless it's, like, something, like, bad. You won't judge me. You'll just, like, pray for me. But, like, you won't judge me of what I like or what I like to do or something. And, yeah.
Beautiful. I like what you both were sharing, you know, understanding that Mom and Dad are always going to love you no matter what you make. And you even fixed it. You said something you were going to say, like, well, unless it's something bad. But even if it's bad, we've told you. I've shared it with you guys always. It's as bad as it is. If you guys are just honest with me, I can handle the truth. But if you guys try to lie and do things differently, then that's where it does upset me a little bit because, you know, we're not being completely honest. But when you guys are honest, even with something like Jordan, you know, you brought last week 2 think sheets. It's okay. Did I get mad at you? Did you get spanked? No, but you were talked to. You were told, hey, we need to get better. We need to make sure these stop. What can we do to get better in this, right? I mean, of course, you know what to do to get better at it, but okay, nice. Let's see. Oh, these are just curious questions because I think I want to also show other parents, guys, if they're watching this episode, this is another way how they can connect with their kids, because if you listen to their responses, it shows you things in their heart, you know. I'll explain later on the podcast for you guys, but because obviously, you know, we want to make sure everyone feels safe in the space. But a couple questions. I'll ask Genevieve first, and then I'll ask these same questions for Jordan. And again, this is just to get to know you. I think I know him, but I just want to ask because the people don't know and people want to know. So, Genevieve, what is your favorite color?
I have a lot of favorite colors.
All right. Let's just say, like, the first one that pops into your head right now.
My first favorite color, like, I liked purple, and then I'm starting to not like purple anymore.
Why?
But, I don't know. I liked
purple, lavender,
but I don't like it anymore.
Got it, lavender. But, and then you eventually shift it to what's, like, your pink. Go-to now. Pink.
Pink is my favorite color.
Wow. Okay, my girly girl. Pink. What's your favorite family activity?
Me or Jordan?
You.
Probably cooking. Or I remember, probably cooking.
Cooking. Okay. What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is Sour Patch Kid watermelon.
The watermelon ones?
Or I also, I don't know, I have a lot of but okay. That's probably my go-to one.
All right. What's your favorite game or activity to play or to do?
Monopoly.
Monopoly?
Or Roblox.
When we play Monopoly, do you like taxes?
What, like, I have to pay more?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like taxes.
Because, like, why do I have to pay extra?
We were playing it for Christmas. And my goddaughter, Abby, I had to keep paying taxes and taxes and taxes, and she starts crying and she goes, "I hate taxes." And I started laughing because I'm like, welcome to the big boy world. Like, that's exactly what it's entailed. All right, Jordanson, my son, my handsome son. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is orange, and my second favorite color is blue.
Orange and blue. What's your favorite family activity?
Like Monopoly.
Monopoly? You like to play Monopoly as well? Yeah. All right. What's your favorite candy?
Airheads Bites, the mini Airheads Bites. And I like the same thing as Jenna, Sour Patch Watermelon, too.
Yeah. They're good. I noticed that when we go to the gas station to get snacks, you also buy, like, these clusters, like the Nerds.
Gummy clusters. They're so good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What's your favorite game to play or activity to do?
Sports.
Which one?
Oh, I forgot.
I have soccer and basketball.
Soccer, basketball.
First would be basketball and then soccer.
First would be basketball, then soccer.
And for activity, I also want sports.
Oh, I like football third.
Football.
Football. Flag football is my first, number one. Second is volleyball.
Volleyball. You're currently in a flag football team.
Yep.
We're 1-1. Yesterday's game got canceled because of rain, but I'm sure they're going to reschedule it. Mm-hmm. Very good football team that you guys are, shout out to your coach, Coach Rex. Thank you for taking care of these girls. I know they're doing a really good job. The first game, we were down 14-0, and they came back in the second half, and we won 21-14. And Genevieve, you've become really good at pulling flags, Mama. So proud of you. So proud of you.
One of the girls was, like, in sixth grade, and the previous game that we played, we lost, but they were all in sixth grade.
Yeah, they were big girls. They were very tall, too.
And we're in sixth grade, Towers. So.
Yeah, and then Jordan, all right, this is a very important question. The world needs to know the truth, but I need you to be honest, Ba. Ronaldo or Messi?
Ronaldo all the way.
Ronaldo.
Ba, we got to be truthful, Ba. We know it's Messi.
No.
No? Okay.
He sucks.
All right. Well, he doesn't suck, but...
He doesn't suck, but Ronaldo is better.
Okay, you guys say Ronaldo. Now, Who's the GOAT? LeBron or Jordan?
LeBron.
Jordan.
LeBron James.
Jordan. Jordan has 6 rings.
Okay.
He went to the NBA Finals 6 times and won 6 rings already.
If you guys pay attention, he's very good at communicating. Kind of likes to talk. ¿De dónde lo agarra? ¿Quién sabe, verdad? But okay. All right,
where
son.
Did he
you
want
you
from?
Wanna say yeah, you hey, you know Spanish. Good. You wanna say 6 times to the NBA Finals or 6 championships. Okay, cool. Who has the most points in all NBA history? LeBron.
Who has the most 3-pointers in NBA history? The actual GOAT, Curry.
So Curry's your GOAT then?
No, LeBron's bet. So this is my OG. It's
get closer to the microphone.
This is my OG. It's going Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Chef Curry, LeBron at last.
What? Kobe Bryant? I mean, he is good, though. He is good. You know what, son? Because I love you, and I don't want to kick you out of my podcast, we're just going to move on to the other questions. Okay. All right. Oh, this is a good one. Genevieve first, and then Jordan. What do you say to yourself when something is hard, when something is challenging? Do you just give up?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Like, I know that's a bad thing, but, like, sometimes I just don't know what to do, and then I just give up.
Mm. Well, can I tell you something, though? Maybe you feel that way, but I remember the first game that you were going to play flag football. You were so nervous. There was a part of you that didn't want to get out the car anymore. You didn't want to play. You were like, dude, this is embarrassing. This is awkward. But you did it. And why do I share that? Is because even though you can think to yourself, I kind of just give up and I don't push it. No, Genevieve, I have seen you be very brave in many occasions and in many opportunities. Even at your school, you were like in a choir. You sang in front of the entire school, of course, in the choir. But like you went up there and you did it, you know, so I think it's giving yourself a little bit more credit than you think. But what I've seen from you, Mama, like when we were driving to the game, you said, Dad, can we pray? I think there's the natural instinct in you understands seek God. Because although maybe you don't know it, but you said it. You were like, let's pray. And we prayed before we got to the game. And I think that really helped you. Jordan Love. What do you say to yourself when you're doing something hard or something that's challenging?
Well, first, I kind of want to give up. But sometimes I rethink of the Bible verse on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yes, son. Yes, son. And you were in a basketball league a couple years ago. You're with a team, Warriors, and shout out to Coach Sonny. He keeps reaching out because he wants to run it back and he wants Jordan back on his team. But Jordan right now is venturing off to, he wants to play in a soccer league. And, you know, as a dad that played basketball growing up, I would love for him to be in basketball and just do whatever I want him to do. But God has taught me through the inner healing child and everything, don't live your dreams through them. Let him figure out his path. So I'm here to support. I'm here to guide him. And we're looking for that soccer. I think we have you in the waiting list for the soccer league that's coming up. And, you know, let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. But the last season that he played with the Warriors, champs right here, guys. We're looking at champs, all right? So my son is at the age of 7. At the time he was 7, he already got a ring, a championship ring. Huh, son? Yes. Okay. Now, let's see. This is a good one. Jordan first and then Genevieve. I try to go back and forth, like giving you guys turns. Jordan first. What is something that you're proud of?
myself, and I.
Yeah. I get it that you're proud of yourself, but what is something that you've done or that you have that you're proud of for you?
I don't really know.
I am proud of your heart because I've noticed the couple times that, or several times that we've gone out and eat, if you see like a homeless outside, you've told me, Pa, you've told me, you even actually start crying and you're like, Dad, can you just give him my food? Because you feel bad for the other person. And I love that you have such a beautiful heart that you want to give for others. I've seen you, like when we have chores around the house, I remember, like there's so many things. I've seen it a lot of times, Jordan. Someone had to wash the dishes and they didn't want to do it. And your heart said, I'll switch with you so that you don't have to do that chore and you can do this other one. You're downstairs. Jayla or Genevieve yell at you, can you bring me this? You're the first one to run back downstairs, grab it, and then take it back and give it to your sister. It's beautiful. Genevieve, what is something that you're proud of?
I don't really know. Like, probably, like, everything that I've done throughout, I don't know. Just, oh, well, am I allowed to say my...
What? Say it.
One cover star. Uh-huh. I am, can I check how much followers I have?
Yeah.
I
so there's like
a year ago.
So there's a social media that it's more for like kids. It's called CoverStar. And Genevieve has, she's proud of the fact that she has how many followers?
403 followers.
All right, Genevieve. Yeah. All right. You know what? However, besides CoverStar, is there anything else that you're proud of?
I'm proud of that I never really thought I would be in flag football because, like, when Jayla was in her old school, she played volleyball and flag football, and yep. I wanted to do volleyball. And you
not
said,
flag football.
Not flag football. And when you said that I might go to that school when I'm in middle school, and you said that I might have to do like both of the sports just to like, you know, like, because I didn't play a lot of sports that much, and so I was in volleyball and I really liked volleyball, but then I heard Jordan. That my friend Layla was doing, like, her dad was doing a flag football team, and I asked if I could be on it, and I didn't think I was going to be on a flag football team, but I feel like I've done pretty good throughout, like,
yeah,
the season.
Yeah. I mean, I remember. So, like I was saying, I'm a one-man show, guys, so the camera unfortunately cut off, but here we go. Genevieve was talking about how she was giving me a little bit of pushback when potentially I told her, hey, you know, look at what your older sister's doing. She's in volleyball and flag football. Give it a shot. She obviously got intimidated with flag football, but now that she's doing it, And she hasn't been one to show, like, she really likes sports. She's more of our creative cook, baker. That's kind of, like, where she kind of tends to lean. But, my goodness, the athleticism and the potential is there because now that she's playing, you've been doing a really good job. And I also want to say that your heart for giving is beautiful, Genevieve. I see it with mom and me. I see it with your friends. When it's their birthday, you're right away thinking already, what can I do to make their day feel special? Which, by the way, guys, pretty soon, towards the next week, it's this little girl's birthday. So if you guys do me a favor, on the comments section, send her a happy birthday, Genevieve. She's going to be turning 11. And then Jordan, next month, like 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, it's his birthday, and my son's going to be turning 9. And actually, I just want to tell both of you that as a dad, it makes me very emotional that you're going to be now 11 and Jordan's going to be 9, because it's like just a couple. I feel like yesterday I was literally holding you guys like this, like little babies, and now you guys are even talking about rizzing and boys and girls. And but it's part of life, and I'm glad that you guys are growing up and being very kind and respectful. So
that's
all right. A couple more questions to finish the episode. Or as a matter of fact, do you guys have any questions? Do you guys want to ask me questions?
Jordan can.
All right, Jordan. I have a feeling Jordan has a couple of them.
How do you feel about me getting older and being better?
Well, I shared a little bit right now with you. It makes me emotional because you're my baby. You guys are my kids. As you guys don't understand this, but, and I didn't understand it when my mom and dad used to tell me this, but it doesn't matter how big you guys are getting. For me, you guys are my babies. Like, you're 11 years old, right? Like, Genevieve's already asking for another piercing, to be honest with you, but, which I'm praying about. But as older as you get, I still look at you guys and I see little babies that I'm holding that I want to take care of for the rest of my life. So my job as a dad is to do the best that I can to take care of you guys for the rest of your life and always be there for you guys. Awesome. Any other questions? Well, with that said, I want to give you guys a little bit of time to send shout outs to anyone that you guys want to send shout outs to. So who wants to go first?
What does that mean?
Like you say hi to people.
I want to say hi to my mom.
To your mom? All right, beautiful. I love the fact that you're always thinking of your mom, dude.
I want to say a shout out to my dad, too.
Yay.
Shout out to my parents. Shout out
to my for giving me life.
Friends. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to my other sister. Shout out to my brother.
Nice.
Shout out to my bestie.
Shout out to my two dogs.
Hold on. You guys are speaking over each other, so let's take it one at a time. So, Genevieve.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan goes first. All right.
Shout out to my two dogs.
To your two dogs. Let's go. What about some homies from school?
Oh, can I say their name?
Yeah.
AJ, Noah, Axel,
Curran. Let's go. Like and subscribe, guys. All right? Like and subscribe. Noah and AJ and everyone that you just said right now.
My parents, my family, Layla, Olivia. I have a lot of friends, but some of them are little.
Oh, can I say another shout out?
Yeah, what? Who else?
Shout out to Nixon.
Nixon, all right, sounds good. Well, guys, thank you.
My Nina Jenica.
Nina Jenica, the Nina family. Cheekies, who else? Keep going.
Nina Monkey.
Yes. We got to show love to the guys, too, not just the girls.
Nina Betty.
Who else?
Nina Betty
has...
Grandma.
Nina Betty has a...
Sister.
A little person.
Abby.
Yes.
Both of my grandmas.
Yeah, both of your grandmas. Good shout-outs, guys. Good shout-outs. What did you guys think of the episode?
Great. I love it.
Would you guys want to come back again?
Yes.
I want to try to have another episode where maybe we can talk a little bit deeper about other stuff. But for right now, season ending episode 10 for season 4, it's just about me showing you guys a little bit of the peace of my heart. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys liked it. We're going to take a little bit of a pause before we start season 5. But nevertheless, guys, continue to like, continue to subscribe, show us love. And wish these guys happy birthday. Continue to send your comments. Continue to send your questions. If you want to be interviewed or if you have a connection to someone that possibly can be of a blessing to the Mac Effect as well, share it, guys. We're open to growth. We're open to development. And as long as we stay together, I think this community is going to show you that we're going to continue to grow and get better because we got a generation that's looking up to us and that they need us. So with that being said, guys, we say peace. Thank you, guys. so welcome to the Mac Effect. We have a little side effect project going on right now. I had told the kids that I want them to do a how many marshmallows can they fit in their mouth challenge. So Genevieve is going to go up against Jordan. All right. May the best person, big mouth, win. Let's see who has the big mouth. All right. We're going to start off. Oh, and I'm taking notes right here. So we're going to start off with one. Let's go. Go ahead, Jordan and Genevieve. Grab one. No chewing. No cheating. Hey, no chewing it. You could only move.
Okay.
All right. Now we go with number two. Number three. Okay, but take it. Don't go too fast. Wait, Genevieve. Wait. Stay in frame. You're a little right there. You have three? All right. Now we're going to go with four. And I purposely picked these big marshmallows. Let's go, Genevieve. Look at it. Shove it in there. Shove it in there. There we go. All right. We got four. Can we do five? Can we do five? Oh, my God, Jordan. Genevieve, he might get you. Good job, Jordan. Let's see. Wait. Oh, I wanted to see if you could do six. All right. Spit him out. Spit him out. Spit him out. Spit him out.
Can I have a napkin?
Spit him out. All right, guys, they want to do a round two, so we're gonna do right here a number two.
How about three rounds?
A number two.
Three rounds, and that's it.
We're gonna do round two. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead with one, two. Get in frame because you're, yeah, three. Guys, tell me if they're cheating. Comment, leave it on the, put a like button. Oh, write on the comment, who do you guys want to win? First round went to Jordan. Second round, let's see who it goes to. We're at three. Let's go four, guys. Okay. Genevieve's trying a new method. Genevieve's trying a new method. Let's go at five. Let's go at five. Come on, guys. Root for your favorite one. Who do you guys want to win? Who do you guys want to win? This is kind of cool because I've never done this before, like for a YouTube chat. Like, I always see people do it for everyone else, but it's crazy that we're doing it. We got five, six. Let's go one more. Oh, 5-second rule. Shove it in there, bro. Jordan, shove it in there. All right. One more, seven. All right, we're going to give this one to Genevieve. We're giving this one to Genevieve.
That's gross.
So one to one.
That's nasty.
All right, guys. So they want to do round three.
That's good.
Who do you guys think is going to win? Jordan or Jenna? Oh, Genevieve taking the time to model.
Yeah, took all my braids.
Yeah, I know, but I wish we would have had them so people can see them. But
I want to put them back in.
Let's go ahead. Let's start with two, because we already know you big mouths are going to be able to put two. Method. Do whatever you have to do.
Without chewing, though.
All right. Let's go with two more, because we know you guys are going to fit two more, you big mouths. All right. Mind you, in the background, we're still baking a cake and we're doing Jello and all this big back activity. So, all right, we got, stay in frame. You keep getting out and people think you're spitting them out and making more room. Nah, I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's do one more. Five, five. Oh, gosh. Here's the score card. Let's go. Let's do six. Good job, Genevieve. Jordan, shove it in there. It's a strategy? Okay. All right, let's do seven. Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Let's do eight. Kobe. No, that's not even in your mouth anymore. That's not even in your mouth anymore. All right, you guys have to now close your mouth. Oh! All right, all right. I think we're going to call this a draw.